Alrighty, guys, welcome back to the Left of Straight Show Interviews, the premier podcast that shares the stories of our amazing LGBTQ community and, of course, fantastic straight allies, all from entertainment, foodies, books, music, and advocacy. I'm your host, as always, Scott Fullerton, and let's start talking. Alrighty, guys, welcome back to another Left of Straight Show interview podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Charlie Sprinkman, the visionary founder of Everywhere is Queer. Charlie, who uses he, they pronouns, has created a groundbreaking platform that serves as a worldwide map of queer-owned businesses and queer-serving community spaces. This digital haven not only showcases Charlie's commitment to enhancing our queer visibility, but also fosters a sense of belonging and support within our LGBTQ plus community and across the globe. Their innovative approach to connecting people with queer-owned spaces has been a beacon of inclusivity and empowerment. Join us as we dive deep into Charlie's journey, the impact of Everywhere is Queer, and the vision that propels this important work forward. Take a look.
Today's the day our app is live. You can download it via the link in our bio.
My name is Charlie, and I'm the founder of Everywhere is Queer, which is a worldwide map of over 9,500 queer-owned businesses. Yes, it's free and available on iOS and Android.
Have fun with our new app, and here's to queer joy.
Meet Everywhere is Queer, a worldwide map of queer-owned businesses. This service offers a space for you to filter through creative, artists, tattoos, restaurants, bars, therapists, farms, retail stores, and this map allows you to explore our world and hopefully be seen for whoever and authentically you are as you navigate and travel the world or look locally.
Find a group of gay people that hang out in daylight.
Yeah, how can I find a group of queers to hike with?
How? The map we made, that's how. You know Everywhere is Queer, a worldwide map of queer-owned businesses, but now it's getting even better.
We added a whole new category to the map, queer community groups.
That's right, now you can find queer community no matter where you live, from big cities to rural places. You can find your queer hiking group, climbing group, birding group, outdoor nonprofits, volunteer organizations, find your gays.
And if you run a local queer community group, literally go at it right now. We do have some on our map, but we know that there's so many more out there. You do not have to be a nonprofit. We welcome all queer community groups on our map.
We both believe that the power of queer community can change lives. And we think it should be easier to find queer community outside of nightlife and hookups and away from alcohol and substances.
Use this free tool, save this post, and help us get the word out by sending this to a friend or tagging them in the comments.
Together, we can be gay together. Link to the free map is in our bio. Goodbye.
Well, Charlie Sprinkman, welcome to the Left of Straight Show, my friend. Such a great app you've invented. We saw some videos there of it just going crazy. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. It's been a journey, but I'm happy to be here today.
I bet. That's a lot of work, but I am so excited to have you on. I always like to start with two questions before we dig into it, though. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up, and what kind of a kid were you?
Yeah, I'm actually from the Midwest. So I'm from Wisconsin myself. I grew up 25 miles west of Milwaukee in a very conservative Catholic family. but I was the little entrepreneur from day one. I was the one bedazzling pens and selling them for 50 cents in grade school. Signs that I was gay, for sure. and then I moved into my duct tape bracelet business. I was constantly the little entrepreneur. I mean, when I was in first, second, third grade, all I wanted for Christmas was a cash register, you know? Wow. And I wanted to. So I was constantly dealing with money as a little kid and wanting to deal with money. So, we joke that I've always been a little entrepreneur.
I love that. And it sounds like you knew you were queer early on, but I always like to ask for my second question. When did you finally kind of come out to yourself, and where do you think you started finding your LGBTQ tribe?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't come out till I was 21 years old, until junior year of college. I definitely did not accept it within myself until college. It was definitely a battle being in small town Wisconsin. So took many, many years. I mean, I should say it took years. and I'm beyond grateful to the community that I met in college, where I went to undergrad at Colorado State in Fort Collins, Colorado. So I left the Midwest and kind of discovered my outdoorsy side. not finding super strong queer community in Colorado, but it definitely launched me into what was the start and the seeding of Everywhere is Queer after college, for sure.
Nice. Well, I've been loving getting to know you just through your social media and everything. And it sounds like you were like me, a vagabond. I've lived in like 19 places all over the country. It sounds like you've been out and about. Talk about all this time. What's your travels? Kind of how was, what's a good part of it? And what's the bad part of moving around that much?
Yeah, I mean, I've lived in New York City, Boulder, Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado, obviously Wisconsin, and now I live in Portland, Oregon, but previously before this, Bend, Oregon. So I've definitely bounced around. I'm only 27 years old, so called many places home. But yeah, in 2019, after graduating college, I hit the road and I had a job that was 100% travel. So I did not pay rent anywhere, and I lived out of Airbnbs and hotels every single night of my life for January to December of 2019. And that job took me to 41 of the 50 states in the United States. So as recently-ish out, I was seeking, you know, queer spaces all over our country and not just in metropolitan cities. Like, I was in rural America as well. My job took me to a lot of universities. So I wasn't just in the major cities. I was at universities all over. Yeah, I mean, I joke, thanks to Grindr for inspiring my name, Everywhere is Queer, because there was always someone on the grid, no matter where I was, you know?
There you go. I mean, that app shows people within feet. You can always find at least someone within a mile or so. So I agree.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Talk about Portland. I lived in Portland for 4 years. One of my favorite cities ever. Okay. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I just moved here in May of 2023, so not even a year I've been in Portland, but this winter's been a little hard with the weather. I mean, coming from Bend, Oregon, where it's sunny and snowy and, like, you know, it's just very different than the gray and the rainy. But I've been staying active, and I mean, it's so queer here. I mean, I just feel as though I walk around with my partner and it's, you just are waving hi, hello. Those little waves of like other queer people acknowledging queer people is everywhere in the city, I feel like. So, yeah.
I love that. I would start a Powell's book in the morning for my coffee and just hit the little gayborhood all around everywhere through Northwest 13th and everything. I just absolutely loved it. So yeah.
Yeah.
I really
enjoy it. Yeah. And it's been inspiring to continue to grow my business here. I mean, starting in Bend, Oregon, a town of about 200,000 people. You know, that's where I launched Everywhere is Queer, which was in January 2nd of 2022. I just posted my Instagram or my logo to my Instagram, and that was my launch of my business. But really just seeing Bend show up, it was so cool. I mean, I want to say that there's over 100 plus queer owned businesses in Bend now on our map. Now, not all brick and mortar. We do welcome online businesses as well, but many, many brick and mortar spots in Bend, Oregon for such a small town. And then, you know, the jump to Portland, and I've obviously networked around Portland, and I mean, we're at upwards to 450 queer owned businesses here in Portland. It's the most amount of queer owned businesses in one city right now, actually.
That's amazing. Congratulations. I used to work at a queer-owned place on Burnside called the Old Wives' Tale Restaurant, owned by this lovely lesbian. And it was a vegetarian restaurant. It was very cool. So I love that. And I saw your pictures in Bay. You're a very sporty guy. You kind of hinted to it. You like to bike. You like to mountain climb. You like it all. Where'd that sporty adventure come from?
Yeah, I mean, going to undergrad in Colorado, definitely, you know, living in Fort Collins, I'm a big skier, though. I'm grateful for my parents, you know, having grown up in the Midwest, we stayed super active throughout the freezing cold winters that exist in the Midwest and in Wisconsin. But we were always out and about skiing, snowshoeing, ice skating, like staying active. So it was so much a part of my life as a kid. And then it's just really continued through to today. I just find my mental health is best when I stay active, and move my body, you know? So I would say biking, though, is my favorite hobby right now. And I just bike all over Portland. I got my full waterproof set up. And nice. I love it.
That's amazing. Congratulations on all that. That's great.
Thanks.
You're going to love it. I mean, it's so great. I mean, you've been there through one summer, so it's so nice with the Rose. There's a festival every other summer, every other week on the river there. So
yeah.
It's fun to bike down to that and go to the, they still have the farmer's market right down near the river.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. Yeah. And I mean, it's just, Portland is such a great spot. I will be doing the AIDS Life Cycle Ride this summer, which is San Francisco to LA. Fundraising.
What date is that?
June 2nd to the 8th or 9th, I think, are the dates.
A month before road trip. Yeah. You need to stay in LA for a month. We'll talk about that later on.
So I'll be doing that this summer, which I'm really excited about. My first time doing it.
That is so cool. Yeah, they used to do the Beta Breakers and all those great rides up there. I remember all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get into starting this company now. So you talk about you're kind of looking for these places. You're traveling all over the country. What was the initial kind of, how did you research it first, or kind of what was the start of the company? How did you start everything?
Well, for anyone wanting to start a company, step one, research to see if it exists. So absolutely, yes, I did. So kind of the story is 2019, I did that whole road trip, experienced so many places around our country. I've now been to 47 of the 50 states, so I'm almost there. Wow. And I sleeping one night in the state is kind of like my rule, so I can't just drive through. Yeah, that was that road trip. I had not thought of Everywhere is Queer yet, though. I definitely experienced seeking out those spaces and finding out that there just really wasn't a resource, but I wasn't thinking to build one. But summer of 2021, I went and volunteered at Brave Trails, which is a queer youth leadership camp for 12 to 18 year old youth. And just being in a space of 100 queer people, I've experienced a lot of voice dysphoria and being called a woman a lot because of my higher voice. And at Brave Trails, it just was never commented on my voice, or it just wasn't a thing. Nobody batted an eye about my voice. And I just walked away from that experience feeling it was just so cool to have that weight lifted off my shoulders, to just not have to correct people, to just not have to say anything, all week. And so I was how can I connect the queer and trans community to allow them to have that experience that I had, to just be their authentic selves locally or globally? And I was I need to connect them to the spaces where they can feel seen as their authentic selves. And so I said, a worldwide map of queer owned businesses. I pulled over on the side of the road. I was driving back from LA to Boulder, where I lived at the time. And I was Googling a worldwide map of queer owned businesses, map of queer owned businesses. And the only thing that I could find was little localized maps, New York City, there were maps created of queer owned businesses in New York or, around the country, but nothing done at a global scale. And such a wide range of it was usually just, gay bars, lesbian bars, inclusive bars, whatever it is.
Right.
A lot around night clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah. I remember, I've traveled quite a bit as well. And you could put, where is a gay bar near me or something? And you'd find very little information on it. And you didn't know too much of what's going on. And I think one of the great things about your app is these guys are entering their own information. So you're finding kind of local experiences, and they're talking about what they're all about. Right.
Yep. Yeah. And I want to always preface that I'm not the first of building a map of queer owned businesses. We are not the first. I don't need to claim that I'm the first of anything. There are so many community resources that existed for so long ahead of my time, Yellow Pages, so many, books that were created of queer owned businesses or LGBTQ owned businesses, I just always want to say that I'm not the first to be doing this. And Everywhere is Queer is inspired by so many other community resources, like the Green Book, so many things. But yes, all the data in our map is self-submitted by the owners of the businesses. I want to keep it that way. I want the consent of the businesses I want their consent so they know that they're being shown on this public-facing resource.
I love that. And what kind of a vetting have you decided you have to do? Do you have to go look in to make sure they're queer? Or do you kind of take people's word? How do you kind of vet the businesses that apply?
So in their applications, they're submitting a bio. Obviously, that's public on their page, websites, social media. So I check out all of that stuff, and I've approved every single 10,800 we're at now queer owned businesses. And so it takes my, it takes time, but it's near and dear to my heart. You know, I want this to really stay true and authentic. I'm obviously not gatekeeping what queerness means to people. Like, you know, So like, if you identify as queer, you are welcome to be on our platform. And I mean, again, I check out websites, all their social medias and stuff like that.
And you've also added community spaces, right? So now you can kind of, if you're looking for a bicycling group, or if you're looking for the bear hangout or the bear group or something, you've added that to it as well, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, you know, we'll continue to evolve and grow as like a resource. But for now, I one step was, which was actually in collaboration with Patagonia. Do you know who that is? The famous drag queen. She's an environmentalist drag queen. Oh, gosh. When you Google her name, she's all over New York Times and Gay Times.
I will have to look that up. I'm not familiar.
Yeah. It's Patty space Gonia. So, but she's amazing. And I get to call a good friend. But her team actually reached out to me and said, hey, we know of so many queer serving community groups. We would love to partner in getting them on your map, just so when someone moves somewhere new, they can find, you know, the pickleball leagues, the running clubs, the, and you name it, we want it on there, as long as it's queer founded and is queer, like for queer people by queer people, is kind of like our testament there. But yeah, that's like nonprofits, et cetera. But we understand that there's barriers to entry as for nonprofits. So you don't have to have a 501c3 status to be in that category.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I know a patio furniture. Shout out to Patio, but I don't know. I'll have to Patagonia is unfamiliar, but I will find out. I love that so much. Now talk about the response from the community. Have you heard you're getting stories back? Are you getting, what kind of feedback are you getting?
Thousands and thousands and thousands of DMs and emails of saying, thank you. Thank you for allowing my partner and I to feel safe to travel across the country, in which we would have never done before. Thank you for allowing my trans nephew to come visit me in Bend, Oregon, and be able to show him safe spaces where he can be seen as his authentic self in small town Bend. You know, I mean, I've honestly cried a lot just hearing the stories of people just saying thank you, you know, and the amount on the return of the thank yous from organizations and businesses. We have a big built out category of queer owned therapists, which you can filter in app by the states that they're licensed in. So we're going to continue to evolve and make that better and better and better. But for now, it's just, you know, the states that they're licensed in. So but a lot of therapists saying I found a handful of new clients because of your platform, real estate agents. So many tattoo artists have been found because of our platform. So many barber shops, you know, getting a haircut can be a vulnerable experience if you're wanting a gender affirming haircut.
No, I love that. And I think it's so important that people don't really realize that if you and your partner are going to look for a house together, is the real estate person going to look down upon you with your family or everything? So there's so many categories of people that just are marginalized to begin with. So it's amazing to have that resource. And as a queer owned business, it's nice to be able to communicate. There's not a gay chamber of commerce in every city, right? Totally. So if you can resource with other gay businesses, that's got to be a plus to it as well, I can imagine.
Absolutely. And I mean, the NGLCC and all the Chamber of Commerce are doing amazing work. You know, I totally just want to work in alignment with them. And, you know, it's,
What do you hope Everywhere is Queer kind of plays in the broader movement for LGBTQ rights and visibility? What's kind of your goals that way?
Well, you know, a lot of things, but I think right now I we're so new and, you know, I'm in the stages of growing the business and trying to make it exist as a business that, you know, I don't need to be a billionaire, but just, I gotta build the resource. I want to be an advocate, obviously a huge advocate for the queer community, but right now we're focusing on developing the app, you know, building a worldwide map of queer owned businesses. But, you know, I think that it takes businesses in some smaller communities, even bigger communities, you know, the successful businesses, brick and mortar is kind of what I'm thinking, are definitely looked upon as like, what did you do right? What are you doing? You know, as, right. as a, and so just think if all of, I mean, many more queer owned businesses can start to have that success and be looked upon as successful. And there are so many, but I'm just saying if we can, as a community, just support all these brick and mortar spaces, the voices that they can have within their local economy is huge. So I think like that way, it's a huge way that we can make change.
Well, does that make sense? No, it does. And it's very okay. well said.
Yeah.
Talk about the challenges you face so far. I can just imagine technology itself. It changes so rapidly and everything and getting yeah. the technology space. And there's so yeah. many ideas you have. And how can I incorporate this into the app? Is yeah. it possible even?
Yeah.
Talk about what your challenges and growth have been.
Well, I mean, I have to, if I'll be on the real, I mean, I am real. It's, you know, turning this business into like monetizing this project in a holistic way that isn't just, you know, taking a ton of money from queer owned businesses right. is like not where I want to go. But then also partnering with businesses that I align with, which I align with queer owned businesses. So it's been a really big challenge for me to like feel right about partnering and partnerships monetizing this project. Has been a really big challenge for me. You know, I'll be honest, I don't pay myself a salary right now. And so I'm hoping, and this app is the step, huge step in the direction of monetizing the project in a sustainable way that isn't taking crazy amounts of money from people. So it's been a really big challenge to figure that all out. And I'm hoping to raise some money in the future to be able to grow my business into, right. be able to hire people so I don't have to do everything on my own.
It's difficult. I've been doing this for 8 years on my yeah. own, and it's hard, the same thing. And it's also different challenges when you're a national business like you yeah. are, and I have national listenership.
Yeah.
We all have kind of homegrown, you start talking about these communities. We all know the gays in our community, right?
Yeah.
But once you start offering stuff to national, then you're kind of brought to people that have a national reach themselves, and that
totally.
Kind of limits that. And they have more gatekeepers and so on and totally. So on. So I feel your pain, but I think you're doing an amazing job on getting it down.
Thanks.
Talk about the global queer community. How's that been yeah. to reach out to that, and what kind of response have you been getting that way?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten messages from, you know, really unfortunate and sad messages from what feels like younger people that are saying, you know, you give me hope to keep going here because I see how many queer people there are out in the world. And I can't wait to leave my, you know, and come out of the closet and live my true authentic life because I can't where I live, you mm-hmm. know. But then we've also received a lot of love from spaces, you know. We're all in Europe, we're all over the UK, we're in South America, South Africa, you know, I mean, we're global. And it's been really cool to see people even from the States travel abroad. And, you know, my partner was actually in Paris, and I was able to buy him a drink at a queer owned business at Apricot Bar in Paris, which was just so cool. A queer owned bar that my partner was able to go to in Paris.
That is amazing. I love that. Yeah. Well, talk about that. What has been the success story that you like to share? And if people are listening out there and want to kind of help build this dream with you, what are you looking for? What does it take for, where do you go from here?
Well, I mean, I'm excited to share that we've had 40,000 people download our app in 9 days.
Wow.
And so I think if you as a listener, please download our free app on iOS and Android, and then tell your people, tell your community, you know, the more downloads is just the more opportunities that I can have bigger partnerships, you know, with bigger brands, you know, the more convincing we can have Grindr to give me money and have an ad maybe on our map or something like that.
Right.
No, I mean, I would love to partner though with larger organizations, and I got to have the downloads. So I ask, share with your community, post in your community groups, you know, tell everyone that this is a free resource of a worldwide map of queer owned businesses.
That's amazing. And I'm sure, like I said, technology changes so much. I'm sure you have a lot of things in your back pocket you're hoping to do eventually. We talked about a little bit.
Million ideas.
What are some of your ideas you'd like to see happen in the future?
Well, I can't give away my business ideas, but I will share that I have a million ideas for our app. And this is definitely feels like version one of the app. You know, I'm very excited about it. And this entire app was built by one queer developer who lives in LA. His name is Chris. He's absolutely amazing. I'm not telling you his last name because I don't want any of you to take him from me. But truly, though, so grateful for Chris because, I mean, Chris has worked part-time in 7 months, and we've made this app come to life. I'm not a developer, so Chris made the app come to life. I had the vision. But I just know that Chris and I have, and a few other people that I contract, we just as a little team have so many ideas on how to improve this app. Like, I really want to build out our therapy section to be so much more. I want to connect people with job opportunities within the community. I think the tourism side of the world has so much opportunity to grow here. You know, it's a kind of a newer category. So I'll see that we do have Airbnb, hotels, hostel category. So if you own, are queer or part of the LGBTQIA plus community and own an Airbnb, please add them. You can just add city and state so people can filter and find your Airbnb know that they're supporting a queer, you know, owned Airbnb.
Exactly. And there's even outside of our community, there's the allies, right? Because we want to know safe places to go in cities that might not have that many LGBTQ resources available. So it's nice to be able to have people add themselves that are LGBTQ friendly and let them know that. So
yeah,
I think it's an amazing thing.
I'll let you know that actually our map is not for LGBTQ friendly. It's for LGBTQ owned only.
Okay.
As of right now, we are a worldwide map of queer owned businesses, not ally owned. So if you are an ally and you're listening, and you own a business, please do not apply. Our map is for queer owned or LGBTQ owned only. We want to keep it that way for now. Maybe one day we'll have a layer on our map that is, ally owned. But for now, right now it's just LGBTQ plus owned.
That's a great distinction. Thank you for letting me know that because that's important to know. And it also gives a level of security and safety in the community too.
That's the reason. Yeah. Yeah.
I understand.
I mean, we love our allies. We would not be here without our allies.
Of course.
You're an ally, please do download our app and support all these businesses. This is not built for just the queer community. Definitely built for the ally community to support queer owned businesses as well.
Very, very nice. And do you see yourself, say, like I said, you're a vagabond like me. Do you find yourself hopefully trying to set up shop there in Portland permanently? Or is there any places that you
we'll
like?
We'll see. I will. I attempted to move to New York City February 4th of 2020. I signed a year lease in Brooklyn. And then the pandemic hit 6 weeks later. And it was rough in New York. So I chose to move out. I feel as though it's still in me to go have that New York City experience, or maybe a little bit bigger of a city. You know, my partner's from the Bay Area, so San Francisco is on the roadmap potentially, but I really like New York City. But I love the West Coast, so I'm a little torn.
There you go. I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie Sprinkman, it's been absolutely great getting to know you, knowing your amazing business. Thank you so much for coming up with the idea. Let everyone know where they can find you both on web and on the app.
Yeah. www.everywhereisqueer.com. And then Everywhere is Queer is our app. It's free on iOS and Android. And then Everywhere is Queer on Instagram and TikTok. And then the last thing I'll say is that if you are a queer owned business and listening and haven't applied yet, you'll apply via the profile tab in app. It sends you to our application portal, which is the same login that you created for the app.
Amazing. Well, stay on the line for me, Charlie. Absolutely great conversation. Thank you for sharing this very much needed business.
Thanks.
Guys, be sure to check out this app. Charlie's going to be back next Tuesday for a little 5 questions with, so look for that. We will have his links down below as well. We appreciate you tuning in every week to Left to Straight Show interviews. Stay tuned. Be sure to subscribe and give all the 5-star ratings and all that. And we'll see you next time right here on the Left to Straight Podcast Network. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Left of Straight Show. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast distributor, and please give us a 5-star rating so more listeners can find us. You can follow us on social media, and be sure to check out our website, www.leftofstraightradio.com, for contests and other news and information. See you next week.